As Americans plot their courses for vacation destinations within these borders and abroad, many news programs like this one will be offering insight from travel experts about how to prepare for and what to bring along on your vacation. Instead, we offer Brian Unger.
Look, Madeline, you don't need a AAA membership to know a thing or two about summer travel. With all the advice floating around out there in the media and on the web, everyone's a travel expert, particularly on what not to forget to take along this summer.
Sunscreen, a cheesy novel, what?
Well, there are those things. An SPF of 15 or higher, always vital. But what's most important to bring on summer vacation this year doesn't come in a foaming mousse. It won't even require batteries. In fact, it's free, and most people already have plenty of it.
Well, what is it?
Fear.
Fear.
Fear. Fear is the in accessory this summer vacation. And don't forget to be heart-racingly horrified wherever your travel plans take you this summer. Remember, mere anxiety won't do it. Okay, according to expert, fearfulness is crucial. Sunscreen, yes, still an important carry-on. But whether you're flying, driving, or going by rail, don't forget to carry in your gut a big lump of fear. Now, your throat is a good place for it, too, but most people prefer to carry fear in their stomachs.
Now, Brian, wait a minute. Fear, how does that help?
I'm not sure. I didn't issue the warnings. But taking fear on a flight isn't metal detectable, so it won't slow you down at airport check-in. And you don't have to declare fear at a border crossing, so it won't lead to any awkward cavity searches. Heck, aside from a few beads of sweat and annoying chatter, the passenger next to you won't even know how much fear is on your person.
Come on, Brian. There are other things to bring on your vacation, a sense of fun, a spirit of adventure.
Yeah. But who said we can't have fun, adventure, and be fearful all at the same time? What with the Summer Olympics in Greece, political conventions in New York and Boston, and all the shopping malls in Los Angeles, there's buckets of fun and fear to fall into. There isn't a city on the planet without an airport, government building, or industry we should be afraid to go near this summer.
Well, I guess you're right. I'm starting to feel a little fearful. Frequently, we're warned that it's a matter of when, not if, there'll be some kind of attack this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we are on a heightened terror alert.
We are. But still, too many people are under some weird impression that they can just go out and have a vacation filled with just fun and adventure this summer. Not what my intelligence is telling me.
Okay, so people should be observant, aware, careful, looking out for that guy with the overcoat on in the middle of summer, but afraid? Aren't you going a little far with this?
I don't think so. I'm calling this summer the summer of fear, Madeline, and it all starts at the gas pump. A gallon of gas? That's scary. As if the gas station bathroom wasn't scary enough.
Okay, Brian, your travel advice is what exactly?
Don't overpack. Too much fear on a trip can be a bad thing. And you'll only know just how right I am about this when the summer's over and your child begins their first assignment with the words, "What I was afraid of on my summer vacation."
Well, Brian, thank you. We will mark your words, the conjectures and opinions of Day to Day's exceptional correspondent, Brian Unger. I'm Madeline Brand.